Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
Paul, dinner's ready.
I'll be there in a minute, Joanna. I don't want to stop what I'm doing.
Are you checking university websites again? Aren't you tired of doing that yet?
Well, not really. I was all excited last week by the prospect of a new course, but now I'm confused. There are so many options available.
Well, you know my opinion. I think an online course is your best choice.
I'm not sure. The more information I find, the more difficult it is to decide.
If you choose an online course, you may miss out on the so-called student life, which is nothing special anyway, but you won't have to give up your current job, and you'll also save money on student accommodation and any other expenses you'd incur if you lived on campus.
Yes, I know you've told me before, but student life is very important to me.
Really? Why is that?
Well, as you know, my first degree was an online course, and I've always felt I missed out a bit. Others in my family loved it, so I really want to get a taste of student life and see what it's like this time. And I doubt it will cost much more in the end anyway.
Okay, if you really want to try it, it's your call. Although I don't think you really know what it's like.
What do you mean?
Well, in reality, it's not about meeting new people and making friends at all. And the ones you do make, you soon lose touch with anyway. Mainly, it's about sharing the same flat with people you don't get on with, dealing with noisy flatmates, cleaning up after other people.
Oh, come on, Joanna. You make it sound like the worst thing on earth, and that's just not true for everyone.
Well, perhaps, but...
For example, remember your cousin? She met her husband while studying in London, and they still keep in touch with their fellow students, even now. And from what I've heard, they helped each other a lot with essays and online presentations.
Okay. You obviously really want to do this, so let's try and find the best course for you.
Really? Oh, thanks. Well, I found this course in Glasgow today where you...
Glasgow? You're thinking of going over 400 miles away? I thought you were only looking for courses in London.
Yes, I was, but then saw this course, which is exactly what I'm looking for.
There must be similar courses in London.
No, not really. Glasgow University's course is a very high standard. And you know I'm going to miss you a lot, but you can always come and visit me on the weekends. I've heard that Glasgow is very picturesque, and their course is only for a year, while most courses in London last two.
Well, if it's only for a year, but what about accommodation? I really think a room on campus isn't your best option. You're not a teenager anymore. You need your independence and a clean kitchen. You can hardly have that in shared accommodation.
You've probably got a point about independence. I want to be able to do what I want and put up friends when they come over, so I'll probably need to rent somewhere in the heart of Glasgow, but close to the campus. But that's only because it'll be more practical and definitely not because I'm old.
Okay, Mr. Party Man. Well, you can always hang out with your fellow students on campus. I'm sure there'll be a restaurant or cafeteria of some sort.
Actually, there is. You see here? That's where the main library is. And here...
Paul, dinner's ready.
I'll be there in a minute, Joanna. I don't want to stop what I'm doing.
Are you checking university websites again? Aren't you tired of doing that yet?
Well, not really. I was all excited last week by the prospect of a new course, but now I'm confused. There are so many options available.
Well, you know my opinion. I think an online course is your best choice.
I'm not sure. The more information I find, the more difficult it is to decide.
If you choose an online course, you may miss out on the so-called student life, which is nothing special anyway, but you won't have to give up your current job, and you'll also save money on student accommodation and any other expenses you'd incur if you lived on campus.
Yes, I know you've told me before, but student life is very important to me.
Really? Why is that?
Well, as you know, my first degree was an online course, and I've always felt I missed out a bit. Others in my family loved it, so I really want to get a taste of student life and see what it's like this time. And I doubt it will cost much more in the end anyway.
Okay, if you really want to try it, it's your call. Although I don't think you really know what it's like.
What do you mean?
Well, in reality, it's not about meeting new people and making friends at all. And the ones you do make, you soon lose touch with anyway. Mainly, it's about sharing the same flat with people you don't get on with, dealing with noisy flatmates, cleaning up after other people.
Oh, come on, Joanna. You make it sound like the worst thing on earth, and that's just not true for everyone.
Well, perhaps, but...
For example, remember your cousin? She met her husband while studying in London, and they still keep in touch with their fellow students, even now. And from what I've heard, they helped each other a lot with essays and online presentations.
Okay. You obviously really want to do this. So let's try and find the best course for you.
Really? Oh, thanks. Well, I found this course in Glasgow today where you...
Glasgow? You're thinking of going over 400 miles away? I thought you were only looking for courses in London.
Yes, I was, but then saw this course, which is exactly what I'm looking for.
There must be similar courses in London.
No, not really. Glasgow University's course is a very high standard. And you know I'm going to miss you a lot, but you can always come and visit me on the weekends. I've heard that Glasgow is very picturesque, and their course is only for a year, while most courses in London last two.
Well, if it's only for a year, but what about accommodation? I really think a room on campus isn't your best option. You're not a teenager anymore. You need your independence and a clean kitchen. You can hardly have that in shared accommodation.
You've probably got a point about independence. I want to be able to do what I want and put up friends when they come over, so I'll probably need to rent somewhere in the heart of Glasgow, but close to the campus. But that's only because it'll be more practical and definitely not because I'm old.
Okay, Mr. Party Man. Well, you can always hang out with your fellow students on campus. I'm sure there'll be a restaurant or cafeteria of some sort.
Actually, there is. You see here? That's where the main library is. And here... That is the end of part four. You now have 2 hours and 40 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.